The Tony Kornheiser Show is back on 3WT.
This is Three Dog Night. This is one of the great moments in the show that we do here. The great tradition is to have Phil's mom on to pick brackets, starting as Phil knows. Phil, are you're with us now too as well, right? Can Phil hear us, Nigel?
Thank you. Hello, Tony.
When Phil's mom first started and picked Ole Miss, and I knew that was all we had to have.
That report.
Phil's mom joins us now from Buffalo, New York. Is there a lot of snow on the ground or none?
Oh, actually, all just about melted away.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So good for you. Are you expecting snow or rain today?
Rain.
Rain today. That's
rain.
That's good.
Yes.
All right. Yes. I'm very happy to know that. Are you ready to pick brackets?
I sure am.
Can we start in the South, which is the Memphis region? Can we start with that one?
Okay.
All right. Go ahead and pick the first round for me.
I picked Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Then Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan.
It's Michigan State. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Michigan State.
Okay.
Pittsburgh.
Right.
Marquette,
which we love when you pick Marquette.
Yes, I like Marquette too.
Mm-hmm.
Cornell.
Now I'm sort of happy for that because I put about $125,000 into Cornell. I don't necessarily think they can beat Stanford, but I'm glad. And you're picking them out of loyalty to upstate New York, right?
Of course.
Okay,
definitely.
Go ahead.
St. Mary's.
Any particular reason?
Phil went to St. Mary's School.
But not St. Mary's College.
No. Grammar school and high school.
Was Phil at any point kicked out for disciplinary reasons from St. Mary's?
No, but he came pretty close to it.
That's good to know. Okay, after that?
Austin.
Oh, there's a second name to that.
Oh, PA?
Yes,
PA.
Austin, PA.
Okay, PA.
Okay, and because not because they're actually from Pennsylvania, it's actually pronounced, and I hate to say this on the radio, Austin P.
Oh, okay.
Austin P is how it's pronounced. Now, is there you picked at the beginning Memphis, Oregon, Michigan State, and Pittsburgh. Those are like reasonable picks. Any particular reason you did that?
No, I like Oregon, so I always kind of go with Oregon.
Okay.
But, you know, the other ones seemed like good choices at the time.
Let us have the second round.
Okay. So, Oregon, then.
You like Oregon, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Pittsburgh.
Oregon and Pittsburgh. Not many people would have that. Go ahead.
Marquette,
because on a lot of levels, he was a great explorer. And at the bottom?
St. Mary's,
because of Phil's education.
Definitely.
Did your daughters go to St. Mary's as well?
Yes, they did.
So everybody went to St. Mary's.
Everybody went to St. Mary's.
So we could be looking at a Final Four team here. How about Oregon, Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh
at that point. And then, because Pittsburgh, very close to, I mean, it's the biggest city close to Buffalo.
Right.
Is Pittsburgh. It's
about
3-4 hours south of Buffalo is Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And
definitely.
Between Marquette and St. Mary's?
I picked Marquette.
So you bailed out on St. Mary's.
I bailed on St. Mary's.
You got a good Catholic school, but you bailed out. Okay, Marquette against Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
That's a reasonable choice. You know who also has Pittsburgh in the Final Four?
Who?
Bobby Knight.
Okay.
So, do you know who he is?
No.
Okay. And now we move with Phil's mom to the West, which is the UCLA bracket. How about the first round?
Mississippi.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mississippi Valley State?
Yeah.
Any particular reason?
I don't know. They just, you know, it's a long shot. You never know.
Yes, it is.
You never know.
You never know, but I'm betting we do know. But go ahead. Under that.
BYU,
and now you remember what BYU stands for from previous years.
I forgot. I really did forget.
Brigham Young University.
Oh, Brigham Young.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Drake,
because...
I think they're new on here.
Yes, it's the first year that we've had them.
Okay.
Okay, and they get rewarded. After them?
Connecticut,
because of Phil, because he lives in Connecticut.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Baylor,
yes. Okay. Any particular reason?
I've never even heard of Baylor. And I think they're new on here, too.
They are new. They are new on here.
Okay.
Next.
Xavier,
okay.
Arizona. And I did go with Duke.
You did go with Duke, because you've heard of Duke.
Yes, and to make everyone happy that I didn't pick all the losers.
Do you have any idea what state Baylor might be in?
I have no idea. I never heard of it at all.
Yes, it's in Texas. It's in Waco, Texas. And what's interesting about it is about just 3 years ago, one of the players on the team had a disagreement with another player and settled it by killing him.
Oh, dear.
By shooting him. And so the most amazing thing to me is that Baylor, it's pronounced Baylor, Baylor is actually, they've won 21 games. Their coach, Scott Drew, should be the unanimous coach of the year because you can't you can't recruit anybody to play there. I mean, you really can't. So, okay, let's go. Mississippi Valley State and BYU.
BYU,
okay.
Then I picked Drake.
Because you like Drake.
I like Drake.
Okay.
And Baylor. Then, I kept with Baylor.
It's okay. It's okay to have them.
And then Arizona.
So you've basically got everybody out of this region pretty quickly. And that's great. BYU and Drake.
I went with Drake.
Went with Drake. And Drake's had a very, very good year. And Baylor and Arizona.
I went with Baylor.
And the winner between the two of them.
I went with Drake.
Drake. Any particular reason other than they're new to you?
They're new. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you like their cakes? Do they have Drake's cakes in Buffalo?
No, I never heard of
them. Oh, yeah, that's very big in New York. They make, actually, Drake makes like the best coffee cake I've ever tasted.
Oh, wow.
And used to sell for 15 cents, you know, and you get it out of a machine, and now I'm sure it sells for $12 or something like that. Let's go to the east with Phil's mom, the North Carolina.
Okay. I went with Mount St. Mary's.
You did?
Yeah. I actually originally picked them, and I did check this morning because they did win last night.
They did. Yeah, that would be almost as big an upset as Mississippi Valley State beating UCLA. Mount St. Mary's. The next game.
Arkansas,
okay.
George Mason.
Because they were your team before they were anybody's team. Go ahead.
Washington.
Washington State. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then St. Joseph's.
Because of the aspirin factor.
Yeah, and today's St. Joseph's Day.
Oh, is it really? Okay, well then that's a good reason for them. Okay.
Louisville,
right.
Butler. And American.
American, that would be a very, very big upset. Any reason for American?
I didn't even know what that was.
Do you know where it is now?
No.
American, literally where we are doing this show. Washington, D.C., where we're doing this show, it's about 6 blocks from here. The campus of, it's called The American University, and it's about 6 blocks from here.
Wonderful.
Yes. Okay. Mount St. Mary's, Arkansas?
I went with Mount St. Mary's.
Okay. George Mason?
I went with George Mason.
Of course. St. Joe's in Louisville?
I went with Louisville.
Okay. And Butler in American?
I went with Butler.
Butler. Okay. Butler probably would be American. Mount St. Mary's, George Mason.
I went with George Mason.
George Mason to once again replicate what we did a few years ago. And Louisville, Butler?
I went with Butler.
And in the game between George Mason and Butler?
I went with Butler.
You did?
Yeah.
The Butler has done it for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Butler, not a bad pick. Do you know where Butler is?
Nope.
Do you want to take a guess?
How about Kentucky?
It's very close. It's in Indiana.
Oh, all right.
So it's very close to Kentucky, actually. And we'll take the last region now, the Kansas region. Go ahead.
Okay, I have Portland.
You are really knocking out all the ones. Phil's mom is crushing the number ones. Portland State, okay.
Kent
State, right.
Clemson.
Any particular, do you know where Clemson is?
No.
Oh, that's in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Siena.
Of course, because that's in upstate. I know you know where Siena is.
No, I'm terrible with
really, it's, that. Oh, it's right near Albany.
Oh, okay.
It's actually an upstate New York school, Siena.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I've heard of them. Okay, USC.
USC.
Cal State.
Now, this is a serious question.
Okay.
Do you have any notion whether it is the University of South Carolina or the University of Southern California?
I thought it was South Carolina.
No.
It's not.
No, but it's okay. It's still USC, and it's Southern California. Who did you pick between Wisconsin and Cal State Fullerton?
Cal State.
Because why?
It sounded pretty good to go with.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And Gonzaga and Davidson?
Gonzaga,
okay. And Georgetown, UMBC?
I went with UMBC.
Of course we did. Do you know what UMBC stands for?
Nope, that one I don't know.
Okay, that is the University of Maryland at Baltimore County.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're not, I have to say they're unlikely to beat Georgetown, but you never know.
You never know.
All right, in the Battle of the Great States, Portland State and Kent State.
I went with Kent.
Kent State, okay. And Clemson, Siena.
I went with Siena.
Sure. And USC, Cal State, Fullerton.
I went with USC.
USC and Gonzaga, UMBC.
Gonzaga,
okay. And now Kent State, Siena.
I went with Siena.
Siena rolls along. USC, Gonzaga.
Gonzaga.
And the winner there.
Gonzaga.
So you have Gonzaga as a Final Four team. Phil's mom now has what I would consider an unlikely Final Four. Butler, Gonzaga, Pittsburgh, and Drake. Between Butler and Gonzaga, who do you like?
I went with Butler.
Butler, okay. And between Pittsburgh and Drake, who do you like?
I went with Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, a team that actually might be able to win that. And then a final game between Pittsburgh and Butler?
I went with Butler.
And any particular reason?
I don't know. I saw them on the sheet, and I'd never seen them before, and I just thought, well, they weren't placed too bad.
Right.
They were in the middle, so you never know. They could pull it out.
Well, yes, they were in the middle, but that's just sort of a function of the geography of the bracket. That's sort of chance. It doesn't. Oh, but okay, so you have Butler winning.
Yes.
And the T-shirts, I Roll with Phil's Mom, are going to be printed today. Thank you, Phil's Mom.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Phil, are you there?
So much.
Is Phil with us?
Yes, Tony.
What do you think of Mom's picks?
Well, it's different. That's for sure.
It is.
You can always count on Marquette. That's no lie.
What about Mom's sort of limited sense of where these schools might actually be?
I'm not surprised. I was kind of surprised that she didn't know where Siena was.
Yeah, because that's only what, about 250 miles from Buffalo, Albany.
Yep.
Little bit surprised on that, but the rest of it?
The rest of it, you know, I had made my own little prediction on what her Final Four would be, and I only got one right.
What did you think she would have?
I thought she would have Gonzaga, which I got. I thought she would take St. Mary's all the way.
Right, because of this is an elementary school and a high school?
Yes, elementary and high school, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought she would take Xavier all the way.
Right.
And I actually thought it was going to be whoever won the Notre Dame-George Mason game, she was going to take all the way.
It is so wonderful to hear her say these names, you know.
Oh.
I mean, it pleases us enormously
And she loves doing it. She actually asked me, she goes, are they going to ask me to pick the games again?
Yes, we are. As long as I'm on radio, we're going to do that. Thank you, Phil, and thank you, Mom, for us.
Thank you, Tony.